Start here. I had a couple of things that happened in my life, well, probably a lot, many things or whatever, and I believe that it inspired me to bring this, to write this down. And let's start off with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for how you've helped us. We thank you for all the times that you've helped us throughout the days and protected us, and we pray that you would help me be able to speak the words that many people need to hear, and we pray that you would help us strive to be better people for you, and we'll give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Our message, my lesson tonight is called Waiting Patiently, and our scripture is Psalms 27:14. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. There are times when answers to our prayers don't come right away. There are times when you must wait on the Lord, and he will help you with whatever you need or want. There were times when I lost something and I couldn't find it, so I asked God to help me, but I thought that it would come right away. But I had to wait on the Lord, and he would help me. Here's an example. You ask Dad to help you find something, give you something, or whatever, but it doesn't always come right away. You get frustrated and sometimes ask out loud, "What's taking you so long?" So there's just one word that at times we don't like doing. It's the word wait. Patience is something we need to practice in our lives. We need to be patient in our lives when things don't come up right away. For instance, if you need money for a trip that you'd like to go to and it doesn't come right away, don't be like, "What is taking you so long?" Instead, be patient. Waiting on the Lord is sometimes hard, but patience is a way of showing love for God. When hard times come, just remember that patience is an act of love and kindness towards others. Don't be selfish to the point that you want it now. Wait until the time comes when you have what you need and such. Here's another example, something I'm still waiting on. There are some people who already know about my waiting to see if it's the Lord's will to have me go to Oregon by next year. In order for me to go, I must get enough money for me and who else is going with me. But money doesn't come right away, so I must wait until the time comes when I have enough. Even though waiting is hard, you still need to practice patience. There might be times when you have to wait a long time for something to come up. However, don't worry about time. This is something I should also practice myself. I must keep praying about it, keep waiting, and keep reading the Bible. Taking time to do these things may pass the time, and you don't have to worry about the time when something may come up too late, because God is on time.
Right. Amen.
The Lord will help us no matter what, but we must wait until we know that time at that something good is happening. This is a message that not only should you practice, but I should too. Whatever problems we face, there will be joy. We just must wait at times for the Lord's way of answering our prayers. I had to wait for my new braille display to get fixed. I had to use my old braille display and a Bluetooth keyboard. But while I waited, I was thankful that I was able to read the Bible. I'm still thankful that the Lord will help us. And I'm thankful that He brings us messages in the Bible, and waiting patiently is something He tells us to do as well. As our dad's telling us to do the same thing. What joy we have in Jesus. And even if we are still facing problems and are still waiting, we can still praise God anyway. Thank you.